Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, your reindeer.
Your reindeer. Welcome to another fun-filled edition of the podcast. This is podcast number 400. 400, and I don't have the tip here because I have the tip somewhere else. Does anybody have the tip?
I know what it is. The tip is do not use broken backlinks.
So 30% of websites have broken backlinks. Make sure that your site is not one of them. It's not hard to do. You could use Screaming Frog would help you. You could use Xenu, X-E-N-U. There's a lot of places that you could go.
Google Broken Link Finder.
Nice and easy. All right, so this is podcast number 400. We are broadcasting live from Houston, and we are your results rebels.
I like it. Results rebels.
We are your results rebels. All right, we just threw that out there. So we got a review.
Woo!
It's one star.
Oh.
Yeah. And normally I would have been sad about it and maybe even done the tear tattoo or something to commemorate the sadness of a one-star review. But we have the best gift a podcast listener has ever given us. So let's dive into this one-star review, and then we'll cleanse ourselves of the ick, and we'll get to this really wonderful gift.
You gotta stop joking around. You gotta stop joking around, Chris.
Oh, yeah. This is serious. So here we go.
Business.
The title is Annoyed. It's by Dana627. I'm sorry, but I came here to learn about marketing and not to hear about all the outlets you guys are on. For 10 minutes straight on the first podcast I decided to listen to, they go on and on about leaving them a review and checking them out on other social medias. Very irritating. That's actually a lesson in marketing. So thank you for your feedback. We appreciate the feedback quite a bit.
You know, we could shorten and just say at eWeb Results. Everything at eWeb Results. I mean, we could.
We could shorten that. Yeah,
because I mean, I know we.
Although now we got the YouTube challenge, so it's really ewebresults.com/YouTube.
See, it's confusing. So. It's like yeah. Both ways. Like a little.
So yeah. So I feel like we should cleanse that one star review off. Could we have the presentation of the actual gift basket?
We have one star reviews.
Come on, step right here in the middle.
We have one star reviews.
Yeah.
And
look,
we have
a little bit higher. A little bit higher.
Five star reviews.
Sorry, we can't see you. This. All right. So I come out of a long meeting today and go to my office, and there's this gift package, right? Lots of amazing stuff. There's pretzels. There's cookies.
Yummies.
There's popcorn, flavored popcorn, and it's got a banner across it, like you know, a Miss Universe banner, and it says, "Congratulations on 400 podcasts." From Glass 100. And I'm like, what, huh? What is that? I don't know what that is. Let me open and read the card. And the card says, "Punch in the face to Chris and the team at eWeb Results. Congratulations on 400 podcasts." By the way, it arrived today.
Perfect time.
The day that we're doing the 400 podcast. I'm a longtime listener who has only missed a handful of episodes over the years. Hopefully they were the ones that were really, really bad audio that you missed. So it was good. "Gaining an untold wealth of knowledge from this amazing resource with a recent investment to increase capacity at Glass 100. By the way, congratulations.
Yes.
That's growing business is what we're all about.
Yes.
I look forward to using your professional services in the new year to drive extra business now that we can service additional clientele." I couldn't be more happy about that.
Yeah,
that collectively, I think we couldn't be more. "If I knew how to make stars on my keyboard, this would be a 400 star review."
Boom!
Mark Lynch, Perth, Western Australia. Again, this is Glass 100. Punch in the face. Look at this.
Yes.
Like the team was like circling us like sharks all day. Like, ooh, look at that. Ooh, I was like, don't touch. First, we want to have it on our podcast. It's got to be on the 400th podcast.
Woo.
And second, we will devour this on Monday.
Or tonight.
Tonight.
Company party tonight.
Yeah, we're having our company Christmas party tonight. That's a good point. We should take this there. A nice little celebratory thing. thing. So, man, punch in the face to you, Mark. I couldn't be more excited, more proud that you took the time to send this to us.
We appreciate it.
All the way from Perth.
Yes.
Oh, man. And
timing.
On time.
Perfect time.
Yeah, you're just, man, you're a genius in our eyes. Thank you so much. We look forward to working with you.
Leave a review.
Thank you very much, Joshua. He's like one of the first guys to leave us a review. I look back to the email. You sent us the email.
2013
about ideas for the podcast. We actually implemented one of them. We had a glossary, right?
Boom!
And we're probably going to be coming out with a glossary of all SEO terms, not just
and
our
PPC,
SEO podcast.
And PPC, web design.
Right?
And just about the, email marketing.
The gentleman who was standing here, the SEO expert, we still haven't really fully released that, but he's been encouraging us to have the glossary. Yeah. So, boom. That's just awesome. All right. We have a great article today. 3 important search engines to leverage for content marketing. That's right. There's not just Google. There's 2 others. And actually, there's more, but we're gonna leave that alone.
We're dig down.
That is an article by Rachel Lindergen. Rachel Lind.
Is that German?
Lindergen. Yeah. I thought I had it earlier better, but now I don't.
You gotta do the little pronunciation.
Pronunciation? You've got to do the pronunciation. Hey, listen, if you have an electronic device, if you're in some position to, we would really like you to tweet hashtag SEO podcast. This is podcast number 400. Tag us in it, best SEO podcast at eWebResults. And also tag her, I'm gonna have to spell it, but tag it at Rachel, RACHEL. And then it's Lindgeigen. Man, I swear to God, I had it earlier. So it's Lindeigen. Tag all of us. Let her know we're covering her article, that you're excited about listening to the podcast. And I will tell you, we did not get 10 Shikos. So we really have to make our poor reviewer upset, Mrs. Annoyed Dana. And we're going to tell you how to leave us a review. We really need to do that. It's really easy. ewebresults.com/Yelp.
That's all we want. That's not bad. That's not bad, right?
That was easy.
Just give us the Yelp review. That's all we want.
And then we also need 10 Shikos. A Shiko is a...
A share, a like, or a follow.
If we get 10 Shikos and we get that review on Yelp, then we'll skip this section. We are going to tell you how to leave a review on our profile. Those could be like Facebook.com/...
eWebResults, maybe.
Twitter.com/...
eWebResults.
Instagram.com/...
eWebResults, I think.
For YouTube, it's eWebResults.com/...
YouTube.
Yep.
Wait, you got to...
There was a pregnant pause there, and I...
A pregnant pause.
And I boosted it. The water broke too early. And then linkedin.com/company/...
eWebResults.
All of those will take you to our profile on those platforms. Please shiko us while you're there. If you're an... What is it?
No, go for it.
We
want them.
Okay.
We want them now.
If you are a PHP genius or a WordPress guru, we're probably looking for you. Go ahead and give us a call. Submit an audio resume, 713-510-7846. I'm kind of blowing through this because we have a Christmas party to go to. If you would like a free website analysis, it is back.
Woo!
It is back. Go to eWebResults.com and you will see the button that says free website analysis.
I mean, I like the deep dive diagnostic.
Yeah.
That's really where it's at.
Yeah.
The deep dive diagnostic.
That's part two.
Want the deep dive diagnostic. 5-star every time.
Yep. Every single time.
Yep.
Or your money back.
Woo! Look at that USP.
Isn't that what we did?
Yeah.
All right. So that, I've got a couple pieces of news.
Mm.
YouTube and Amazon are in productive talks. I don't know if you know that Amazon wasn't allowing YouTube on Amazon Prime and all this stuff and on their devices. And so now they're talking. That could be interesting. That could be good. Pandora is giving you the option. Say you want to listen to a particular song, right? So you type it in Pandora. That song never comes up. I don't know how much
Spotify
does that. Yeah. You've got them confused, Chris. Well, now, if you're willing to watch a 15-second video commercial, you can listen to the song
totally
that you want.
I'm totally willing to watch that.
Yep.
Or pay the money. It's like $1 a day or something.
Net neutrality was repealed. Mm. I'm just going to leave that. This is interesting. So there's a Starbucks in Buenos Aires. They've already fixed it. They fixed it immediately. But somebody had set up their Wi-Fi so that when you connected to their Wi-Fi, your computer mined Bitcoins for 10 seconds.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a pretty awesome
hack. That, we should do that.
No.
We'll set up these hubs everywhere.
No. No, we should not do that. All right, that's...
We are building a Bitcoin factory.
We do have some patifs, right?
Oh, I got them in my hands here.
Yeah.
So, Neil Mellon, appreciate it. Punch in the face to you. Driving to work at 2 a.m. Best podcast keeping me awake. You guys rock. Look at that. I like that. I mean, I feel like these are great. So, why don't you, Carrie?
You want me to do Carrie? It's Carrie Zilka. I got it. Lisa Rocks SEM. That was the article that we covered. Just listened to the Best SEO Podcast, and they talked about your article. Fantastic tips. Absolutely. That's what you get with us. Fantastic tips.
And what are you doing up there?
I'm trying to figure out why our live feed here died.
We're still live.
And you read the last one. And
James Z.
You're not going to say the last.
Propst.
Yeah. Not to be confused with papst, but propst.
I like propst. Propst. Best SEO podcast.
And then what does he say? That's it? He just tagged us. All right, so here's our article. That is the potatoes of the podcast. It is time to get into the meat. Three important search engines to leverage for content. Again, this is by Rachel.
Yes, Rachel.
From here on out, she'll be called Rachel. So she's talking about you're generating content, and a lot of this is actually about different types of media content, right? So not just the written word content.
Okay.
She says search engine optimization is obviously very important. Most people think about Google. When you're thinking from a content marketing perspective, you got to think about the other forms of content you might generate, right? So written, audio, image, and video. We talk about putting media, using different media on anything. You know, if you've got pillar content, right? Yeah. That's really important content that's going to drive a lot of traffic and a lot of link bait, right? Pillar content.
Oh, look at you.
It should have audio, image, and video on it for sure. You could probably skip
video
the audio.
Video is taking over.
Yeah.
We're just going to call it.
Yeah.
Just you got to have video. Video's taking over. And all the ads we're running, video wins.
I was talking to a video guy today for one of our clients. He already had an agreement in place to do some videos for them. And it's actually a pool service company here in town. And I was like, okay, so when you go talk to them, see if they'd be interested in doing this video and that video and this video. I think we came up with like 13 videos that would be valuable to them from an SEO and conversion standpoint.
Absolutely.
So he'll be pitching that, hopefully, punch in the face to you, Nolan. Get that.
Hey, Nolan, haven't talked to you in a while, bud.
Get that account straight. All right, so the three search engines that she wants to talk about are Google, YouTube, and Pinterest. Yes, okay. I said YouTube and Pinterest. Google is obvious.
Yeah.
We have kind of recognized on the podcast before that YouTube is the second largest search engine on the planet.
Absolutely.
So she says every blog post or website page that's created should be fully optimized so that it's easy to be crawled, indexed, and ranked, right? So that's your written content,
yeah, that's
right?
Good.
Are you optimizing for Google search? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm filling out those tags.
All the tags need to be taken care of.
Well, you can do naked tags. It's okay.
Videos can also appear in traditional search results. So are you optimizing your videos? I know the answer to that because it's my responsibility and I'm not.
No, I got Vicky doing it.
Oh, yeah?
Every one of them.
Boom! Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's called leverage. How do you leverage image and video searches on Google? So one of the things she talks about is if you want to leverage the videos you've created for your website or blog, try to drive additional traffic through these video searches. You've got to be strategic about the keywords, right? So when you're posting, we'll talk about YouTube right now because it's the one she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a couple of opportunities, right? So you've got title, and then you've got description, and then there's the opportunity for a transcription, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you have keywords and all of those.
And let's talk about keyword stuffing.
Yes. Let's talk about keyword stuffing.
So Google has updated
It's not a stocking stuffer, right?
Well, not a stocking stuffer. I kind of like it.
It's like a stocking stuffer to give.
Google has been working on their algorithm and optimizing, and it's hard to game. Now, YouTube, they just kind of forgot about it. So you can kind of play with it. You can get ranked for stuff. the old tactics work. So just kind of think about it.
We're getting the nod from the SEO genius. Yes. The images and videos both appear on the traditional search engine results page. So spend some time doing SEO, search engine optimization, on those images and videos. Do you have one tip you want to throw in here? Come stand right here in the middle.
Guest speaker again.
Hey, one big tip, and it's not a concept that I came up with, but it's actually, I got this tip from Backlinko.
Punch in the face of Backlinko.
Yeah, we need to start doing some of his articles.
So when you're optimizing for a video, depending on whether that video is purposed for informational or educational content or promotional, informational content, you usually want the video to be within 10 to 12 minute range, because typically those are longer.
Right.
So that's
so no longer than 10 to 12. Yeah.
Yeah. Videos within that time range typically rank better.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
Awesome. I like it.
Keep them timely. All right, so why are YouTube and Pinterest search engines at all? Yes, YouTube and Pinterest, they're social channels, but they're also very high traffic sites that have tons of daily searches. I think we've got some traffic. YouTube has 1 billion users. This target market is really focused on the 18 to 34 year olds. So if your product, if what you're selling is targeting 18 to 34 year olds and you're not doing video, there's like 1 billion people over there that you're missing. And they're more active in this age group in the U.S. So if you're here in the U.S. and we know a lot of our listeners are.
A lot of my Saturdays have kind of disappeared.
On YouTube.
Not intentionally.
Like next just, video and next
like
video.
Recommended video, and I'm like, oh. And yeah.
So. Pinterest has 200 million users, active users every month. So these are like, this is a lot of traffic. People visiting both YouTube and Pinterest are looking for new content to discover, right? So it's like recommended video. They're not like a very direct, intentional, they're not just going to watch, whatever, the latest TV show necessarily.
They're trying to learn something, or they're trying to entertain themselves.
Expand their horizon, scare the crap out of themselves, something like that. So the question is, how do we place good on YouTube and Pinterest? And she laid it out for her. She's like, YouTube and Pinterest search best practices. It's important to pay attention to the terms that your audience is using. And I thought this was a really good tip.
All across the board.
All across the board, yeah. Right? So the question is, are you using it, the predictive search? So remember, predictive search, if you remember what predictive search
just
is?
Down there at the bottom.
Well, that's some of it, yeah.
Yeah, and then at the top.
As you're actually typing the search and it's saying, hey, do you mean this? Or you add another word, do you mean this? Or do you mean that? That's predictive search. Just pay attention to that, right? So go into YouTube, if you've got videos in YouTube and you want to optimize for them, and go in and start typing your search phrases, different versions of your search phrases, and see what other predictive phrases come up. Uh-huh. Know that YouTube offers the opportunity to tag, we mentioned this already, add keywords, and include a description or a transcription of your video. Make sure you do both of those. Ours are actually, our podcast is transcribed by a real person, and she is awesome. Uh-huh. Yes. Include a full string website link to the page or blog post that accompanies the video.
I've heard it
makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
right?
No, I do it, but yeah. I've heard debate stories because they don't want you to take it off there. They show your videos less. I've heard some debate about it, but I always do it.
Yeah. All right, and then she says, what works on YouTube? And she has 5 points. The first thing that works on YouTube is great targeting. Find your target market, find what they're searching for, and make sure you do that right. Yep. YouTube-specific keywords, right? So there are things, maybe it's DIY. We had another one. AMA. Have you heard of AMA?
Yeah.
What is it?
American Marketing Association.
That's the wrong one.
We were at their event last night.
They're probably on YouTube. That is correct. It's just the wrong one. Ask Me Anything. Right, so somebody who asked to be a guest, and by the way, we got some really cool guests coming in January. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
we're talking about people who maybe founded the publication that this article came from. I don't know.
Maybe.
That might be exciting.
Possibly.
So Ask Me Anything. They asked, like, do you have any Ask Me Anything AMA? And I was like, I have to be honest. I had to Google it. And we do answer questions from our podcast listeners. So Next is how to in educational videos. Josh just mentioned that and mentioned about what length to make them. Images that you want, images that catch attention and bright colors that stand out. So this is what works on YouTube. Yes. Yes. Yes, Matt, you do stand out.
Do I? Just a little bit?
You have the ugly sweater contest that I wore the other day and it did not win the contest. So, all right. On Pinterest, your images themselves are the most critical items in the Pinterest. So the keywords are less important, but your images really have to be...
I don't read it. Yeah. I'm like clicking.
Captivating.
Pointer and clicking.
Right.
Yeah.
They say that vertical pictures with copy overlay and then pins with multiple photos work really good.
Yeah. I like word swag.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a couple fun things that you can do. Just throw... text on top of images.
I don't know what word swag is, but it sounds really cool. And I feel like I should know what it is. Make sure to include your targeted description. There's some debate about whether hashtags really help on Pinterest or not. Mm. If there's a debate, then we tend to include it. And make sure to have a link back to your webpage. Absolutely.
Why would you do that? Like, why would you go... This is a lead gen here source.
Come back to
us.
good luck finding us. Yeah, that's not good. All right, so understand that people search, this is just kind of the wrap up, that people search differently on YouTube and Pinterest. Make sure you use that predictive search tool both on YouTube and on Pinterest when you're doing keyword research.
Yep.
Add Pinterest and YouTube to your SEO plans for 2018.
Well, punch in the face.
Punch in the face to you, Rachel Lindinger.
No, the thing that I can tell you is every time you go on the more fringe kind of, and I know Pinterest is not really considered fringe
yeah.
But the more...
For SEOers,
more,
it is, yeah.
The less trafficked
yep.
Social media platforms, you usually get more engagement and cheaper clicks. And
yep.
So I've been just... working my way out to the fringe sites and keeping track of what's going on, I guess.
Like Pinterest.
Like Pinterest. I mean, I don't know. I heard Gary Vaynerchuk say it a while back at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's right. He's right. So.
All right, good. Well, that is the meat of our podcast. Let's kind of wrap this up. If you like this podcast, we ask you to do one small favor. Please send us one of these. Please do us a small favor and share it with your friends. The Christmas party is going to start really soon, so we have to go.
We're getting balls. We got to go.
Yeah. Grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet.
The internet!
Call EWeb Results for increased revenue in your business, 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, we do don't ask. The answer is yes. We do every aspect of internet marketing.
We are cutting edge here. We are geofencing.
We're doing stuff other internet marketing companies are never going to do.
Programmatic ad buying.
Boom. So if you have a referral, somebody who's interested in internet marketing, you send them to us. They pay their bill. We pay you. That's our referral program. It's pretty simple. We were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. If you would like transcript video or audio of this podcast, you can get it at ewebresults.com.
Woo!
We are the most popular podcast on iTunes. That is because of all of y'all. Mark Lynch, punch in the face to you. That gift package, just amazing. Blew us away. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
And
it was awesome.
More
thank,
proud.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. 400. Thank you for making it extra special. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now.
Highbrow, tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl, pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. She's gonna set me free.